Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on the very top of Daf Lamed Tes. Today's shiur is sponsored by Elisha Graf in honor of Beirut Sober. Thank you again very much for the sponsorship. Today we begin the sugya of Maror. The Mishnah talks about all the vegetables that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of Maror with. The Mishnah identifies five vegetables, and then the Gemara is going to list four things that we can learn about Maror from the fact that we compare Maror to matzah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna intended to teach when he said that all vegetables that can be used for Maror can be planted in one area of a garden. And then just before the Mishranam Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether we can use Maror of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and it's going to compare this with the din of matzah of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of the Beis is going to tell us about different things that one should avoid doing in order to because it might lead to chimutz of various grains. So it's going to move away from maror when we get to the next Mishnah. But let's see. Ve'eli rakosh adam yotzei ben yidei chavas of Pesach. The following vegetables a person could be yotzei his chiyuv of maror with on Pesach. And they are b'chazeres, b'tamcha, u'b'charchavina, u'b'ulshin, u'b'maror. So these are the five vegetables. Says the Gemara, yotzin behen ben lachin ben yiveshin. One could be yotzei with these vegetables, whether they are moist or whether they are dry, avalo kavushin, but not if they're pickled, velo shalukin, not if they're slow cooked, velo mevushal, not if they're normally cooked. Umitztarfin lekazayis, but the various minim together can equal up a kazayis. Meaning, if you have a half a kazayis of chazeres and a half a kazayis of tamcha, one could be yotzei the mitzvah of marar. V'yotzin bekelach shalahen, and one could be yotzei with the stalk. It doesn't only have to be the leafy part. Ubidemayu b'maiser rishon shnitzel chumaso u'maiser sheni v'hekdash shenif. If it's demai, you could be yotzei with it, just like we had by matzah shel demai, you could be yotzei with, because the person could be mafkir's nechasim. Meiser rishon shenitl chumaso, if you have meiser rishon, the chumas meiser was already taken from it, you could be yotzei with it, because you're allowed to eat it, there's nothing wrong with it. And meiser sheni vehektish shenifto also, meiser sheni and hektish, that you already poda for money. So there's a lot in this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to identify what each of these vegetables are, but even before we get to that, you'll notice that we're talking about the mitzvah of Maror. The Mishnah identifies five vegetables. The fifth vegetable on the list is called Maror. So the Rishonim have a debate. What does that mean? Is that a fifth kind of vegetable? Is it a specific type of vegetable? Or is that just the Mishnah's way of saying, look, you have these four very common vegetables that you can use? Or maror, anything that's bitter, any vegetable you could find that fits the bill, that tastes bitter, would be a kiyum of the mitzvah of maror. So Rashi understands maror, when the Mishnah says maror, it's some type of min called imrufail or something like that, which is pufrats, or in the Rambam in the Perush of Rishayis also gives a very specific type of vegetable that maror is referring to. He says it's kuzbarta, marmaod, a very bitter type of vegetable, but they seem to assume that it's referring to a specific type of vegetable. However, the Ra'ah and the Meiri say, no, maror means kol min yerek mar. It means any sort of bitter vegetable, which is similar to the other four that we mentioned in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah writes what it does write, the specifics that it does write, it's not being mechadesh that only these minim are good enough for the mitzvah of maror. It's just telling us that by listing the first four vegetables, giving us a model of what the vegetable is supposed to be like. It doesn't have to be so mar that it's inedible. These are vegetables that people do eat sometimes, so it doesn't have to be so bitter that a person would never eat it. Now, adraba, there's a mitzvah sachila, so it has to be something that's edible. It has to be something that you could eat. You shouldn't look for some type of rat poison or something, which is disgusting that nobody would ever eat. It should be something that a person could eat. The Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tafayin Gimel, Sifei Paskins, Elu Yerakos Shadim Yotzvam Yidei Chavaso, Chazeres Ulshin Tamcha Charchavina Maror. He does not say Kol Yerek Mar. He lists the five that we have in our Mishnah. Then the Ramah adds, V'yemein Noechan Me'elu Yerakos Yikach Lano Shar Yerek Mar. But if you don't have any of these vegetables, so then you should go and look for a different bitter vegetable. But L'chadchila, certainly, one should try to have one of these vegetables. Magen Avraham asks on the Ramah that it says in the Mishnah that the Ramah says Yotzei B'Kol Yerek Mar, that it doesn't seem that that way in the Gemara. Magen Avraham doesn't tell us what about the Gemara doesn't seem that way, but he says it doesn't seem that way in the Gemara. They give Yotze with Kol Yerek Mar. So Machzor Shekel points out, probably he's referring to the fact that there's a Machlokas Tanoim that the Gemara quotes, which type of Min Mar you could be Yotze with, and if you could be Yotze with Kol Yerek Mar, so then there would be no discussion in the Tanoim which type of Mar you could be Yotze with. What do you mean? If it tastes bitter, you could be Yotze with it. Furthermore, Magen Avraham says that in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yud Gimel says a person can't be Yotze Yizchiv with Merarisa da Agma because it has a Shem Levi. It's not called Marar, it's called Merarisa da Agma. If it was just called Stam Marar, it would be fine. But it's called, it has another name beyond Marar, Merarisa da Agma, that makes it no good. But again, according to the Ramah, that you can be Yotze with any Min Mar, any sort of bitter vegetable. So what would be the problem if it has a Shem Levi? Why should that make it any worse? So the Chachma Shlomo writes that a radish is kosher to use for maror because any min mar, we pass like the Ramah, that any min mar and a radish is also a min mar, and the Mishnah just gives five examples but doesn't mention a radish. And he says another reason why radish is kosher for maror is because it's very similar to chrein, and chrein is tamcha. When the Mishnah says tamcha, it's referring to horseradish, and he says shoresh shneiam imin echad shebitznon gam kein yish. He says that they're very similar types of vegetables, radishes and chrein, and he says it's also tchilas arach v'sof okasha, which the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, is one of the characteristics of maror, is that it starts off soft and then it hardens up afterwards. And he says the names are very similar in whatever language he spoke. He says the names are very similar. So some of the later poskim say you can't really bring a raya from whatever language you speak, that the names are very similar. Languages change and different languages refer to things in different ways. But anyway, that's the discussion whether one is Yotze with any bitter vegetable. Tosos and Daf Lam Vavam Ralf asks, well, maybe Mara should be a Zayas. A Zayas, we know, is a bitter fruit. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Pasuk Vinei, Ola Zayas Taraf Befia, says that what the bird was trying to tell Noach was, you Muzonosai Merurim Kazayas Umasurim Biyadecha. I'd rather have my food be as bitter as an olive and to have it from the Ribbono Shel Olam than have to rely on Noach feeding me the whole time in the Teva. So you see that a Zayas is something that's very bitter. So why can't you be Yotze with a Zayas for Marar? So Tos says, well, first of all, a Zayas is not a vegetable, it's a fruit. So we're going to see that it has to dafka be a vegetable. But also he says, what part of the Zayas is Marar? It's the Ali Zayas, it's the leaf of the olive tree that's Marar. It's not the Zayas itself that's bitter. But the Shach in Yerdeya Simen Tzadivav writes that Zaysim do have a din of a Dover Charif. So that's the question. When we talk about something that's mar, that it has to be bitter, if is any Dover Charif, anything that's sharp, necessarily considered to be mar, and vice versa, anything bitter necessarily considered to be davar charif? Rav Shachtel likes to point out, some of the posts can assume that way, but Rav Shachtel likes to point out that those seem like very different kinds of sensations. Merirus, a bitterness, is a very different kind of taste than a charifus. There's a whole discussion whether tamcha, in fact, is really horseradish. Professor Felix published a whole paper where he tried to demonstrate that there's no way that tamcha means horseradish, that tamcha must mean something else. All of the other vegetables listed in the Mishnah are green leafy vegetables. Tamcha just doesn't fit the bill. It doesn't seem to be horseradish at all. The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about this already. Why in the world would people use horseradish for maror when you have lettuce available? So the Chacham Tzvi says that the answer is they didn't have lettuce available, or they forgot it was long enough time that they didn't have lettuce available that they had forgotten that lettuce is the ideal thing to use for maror. But there's he says the Chacham Tzvi uses a lashon that even if tamcha is horseradish, doesn't sound so convinced, even if it is, then it still doesn't make sense that people aren't using lettuce. Lettuce is obviously the ideal thing to use. So one of the points Rav Shachtel likes to make is that when it comes to that tamcha does not taste bitter at all. It tastes very, very sharp, but it's not a bitter taste. Lettuce has a little bit of a bitterness to it. If you let lettuce get old, it tastes very bitter. It's not a charifus, it's a merirus. That's the question. Some of the posts can assume that the two are the same, that merirus and charifus are the same. Good. And the Mishnah says that you also can't have kavush. You're not allowed to use your maror when it's pickled. So Rashi says literally means pickled. It means kavush b'chometz. It means use vinegar. But the Magen Avraham points out this is Rashi l'shitaso, that Rashi holds when we say kavush k'mevushal, that when you pickle something it's ki'ilu, you cook it in Yerideya. That's only if you put it in vinegar. But the Magen Avraham says la lacha, we paskin in Yerideya and Hilchos Taroves, that's something that's soaked in water for 24 hours, even if there's nothing sharp that it's soaking in, it's just water, that's also called kavush, and therefore huadin by marar. Your marar should not be soaking in water for 24 hours, even without vinegar. However, the Chak Yaakov on the side of the Shulchan Aruch points out that even according to the poskim, that when it comes to Yeredeo, when it comes to Isser Veheter, soaking in water counts as bishul, by marar their moda that it's dafka if it's kavush b'chometz, dafka if it's soaked in vinegar, it's kamavushal, because the whole point over here is that it shouldn't take away the tam marar. So if you soak it in water, it's not going to take away the tam marar. He says, Adraba, you see, horseradish is soaked in water all the time for more than 24 hours, and it still tastes like horseradish, still tastes pretty sharp, so it wouldn't take away the tam marar, it would be okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, l'chadchila, a person should be careful not to soak the marar in water for 24 hours. B'di'evedi says, if that's the only kind of horseradish you have, so b'di'evedi could be yotzei, but he says, l'chadchila, one should certainly be careful about it. Then the Mishnah had said, mitstarfen l'kazayis, that the various minim can all join together to equal up a kazayis. So, first of all, it didn't say this by matzah. So we already discussed ayin sham. We already discussed by the mission of matzah why it doesn't say by matzah. It starts from the kazayis. But who says that marr has to be a kazayis? You need to eat a kazayis of marr. Where does it say that anywhere? So it says in our Mishnah, but where does the Mishnah get it from? So the Yireim writes that tzarech sheyochol min amar kazayis ta'achila k'siv bei va'achila b'kazayis. What do you mean? It says achila by marr, so achila is always b'kazayis. So pashtus, of course, marr has to be a kazayis. So that would seem to be the pashtus. But the Rush has an interesting line. The Rush in the 10th parak of this Masechta in Simon Chafhei says that the Shira Achilas Mar is a Kazayis Bekhtei Achilas Pras. Why? Because Mishum Demivarech Al Achilas Marar. Because the Bracha is Al Achilas Marar. And since the Bracha has a Lashon of Achila, so it must be that you eat a Kazayis. So it sounds like which came first. Normally we assume that it would be, we'd make the Bracha Al Achila because the mitzvah is Achila. The mitzvah already is Achila b'Kazayis. Rashi says, no, it's because we're making the Bracha of Achilas Marar, therefore we have to eat a Kazayis, because that's the Nusach HaBracha. That's how the Trumas Hadashin understands the Rush. That it's the Bracha came first. And he says, therefore, says the Trumas Hadashin, Big Naf Kamina Ladina, what if a person eats a beria? They eat off an entire leaf, the whole thing from top to bottom, but it's less than a Kazayis. So the Halacha in general is by Yisurei Achila, let's say, if a person eats a bug, let's say, that's less than a Kazayis, but eats the whole beria shlema, he eats the entire thing, so that is a violation of Yisurei Achila. If a for bracha achrona, person eats an entire fruit, but it's less than a kazayis, but he ate the entire thing, he's still chayiv in bracha achrona, because it counts as eating the full shear. So one could say the same thing by marar, says the Trumas Hadashin. There's no din in the kazayis of marar. The din is achila. So you could do achila with less than a kazayis as long as you have a beria shlema. So it's a big enough kamina ladina. Shagasari points out a million different kashas on this idea that it works that way, that because the bracha is on achila, that therefore we're going to dafka eat a kazayis. Shagasari points out the Gemara says amrav mstavra matzo mar. The Gemara is going to say that matzo mar are linked to each other, that we have a hekesh with matzo mar, that matzo needs a kazayis midaraisa. So he says pashtus is mar needs a kazayis midaraisa also, and many many other points where all indications point to the fact that you need a kazayis of mar even without the bracha. Aside from that, Chazal weren't creative enough to come up with another text of a bracha. They could only imagine a bracha of al achilas mar. Why not just say al hamar, and then you wouldn't have to have a kazayis? So some sofer thinks everyone misunderstood the Rush. It's not at all what the Rush meant to say. So what the Rush meant to say is that the reason that mar needs a kazayis is because hukash lematzah, is because we compare mar to matzah. It's just that we can't make up on our own to say that that hekesh includes the shir achila as well. So the Rush says, no, We don't have to make it up on our own. We already see from the fact that Chazal, instituted bracha v'alachil smara, that that's the way they understood the Hekesh. So it's megala to us what the mitzvah really is, but it's not the source of the mitzvah of achilas kazayis. The bracha doesn't serve as the source. It's megala to us what the mitzvah really was the entire time. So that is in terms of the achila of a kazayis. Okay, let's see the Gemara further now. So says the Gemara, Chazeres, let's say identify each vegetable. Chazeres chasa. Chazeres is chasa. Chasa means lettuce. That's what the Chacham Tzvi proves in his tshuva. Ulshin hindavi. Ulshin are, what do they say? Endives. Tamcha amar rabba barbrachana tamchasa shema. Tamcha is called tamchasa. Charchavina amar rabba shemulachasha atzvasa didikla. It's the thing that grows around the dekel tree. Ubamarar miri rasa. Marar is miri rasa. Again, machlokes rishonim, whether that's a specific type of vegetable, or it just means to say kol davar mar. Now, when we say that tamcha, even if we assume that tamcha means horseradish, that it means chrein, there is a phenomenal chiddush that the Nesivus has in the Hakdama to his Haggadah, in the very beginning of his Haggadah. The Nesivus has a beautiful Haggadah called Haggadah's Maisa Nisim, one of my favorite Haggadahs. So in the beginning of this Haggadah, he points out that he thinks that if you're going to use tamcha for marar, you have to be careful, it should not be ground up. You should eat it whole. You should eat it chunks at a time of tamcha. You shouldn't grind it up. Why? What's wrong with grinding it up? He says because one of the dinim of marar is that you shouldn't be mishtana taimo, that the taste of the marar shouldn't change. That's why you're not allowed to cook it. That's why you're not allowed to soak it for so long. He says the riot that grinding it up ruins it is a gemara in brachos taflam el chesam beis. The gemara over there says that Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says in Imre Rabbi Yochanan that vegetables that are cooked, the brachos bar pri adama. So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmuel says that if after you cook it, that even after you cook it, it doesn't change its bracha. Why does it say in our Mishnah that you're not yotzei the chiyuv of marar with it if it's still a bar pri adama? So the Gemara says even if it doesn't change a bracha, but still when it loses its tam marar, it's still not going to be good. So it's not going to be good for the mitzvah marar. Says the Nesivus, what emerges from that Gemara is that even if the bracha didn't change, but the tam changed, that would be enough to ruin it as marar. If the bracha changes, then for sure that's enough to ruin it as marar. That's the leap that he makes. That if the bracha changes, the implication is for sure that would be enough to ruin it as marar. Now, what's the din by a bracha when you grind up a vegetable beyond recognition, beyond a person's ability to identify it as that vegetable? So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamedtes says that im risek roshei lefes, if you take a turnip head and you grind it up, the bracha becomes shahakol, because it totally changes, and now it's a new bracha. So he says, if one grinds up horseradish, it's no longer berpi adama. The bracha is going to be shahakol, and if the bracha changes, mele, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of mar either. And he says, and even according to those shitos, that when you grind up the turnip head, it does not change into a shahakol, and the same would be true by the tamcha, but still, it at least changes the tam. The Gemara already established that even if it doesn't change the bracha, the tam changes. So that's what the Nesivus has this great chiddush that if one wants to be yotzei with horseradish, that they have to eat chunks. Some people are knowing this way. So other achronim say, no, it's a terrible idea. That, first of all, it's dangerous. The Chacham Tzvi says one of the problems that he has, the reason Chacham Tzvi has this long tshuva about why you shouldn't use horseradish, is because he noticed that because people were using horseradish, they weren't eating a kazayis. They weren't having a full kazayis of marah. We've all seen this, where people, when they try to have the horseradish, they take just very little and they don't want to have any more. I don't blame them, but they don't want to have any more because they eat less than a kazayis. So if you have to have it whole, there's less of a chance that a person will be able to stomach having kazayis. Aside from the fact that it's dangerous, that it's mamish sakana, that for a person to eat like that. So a lot of the achronim try to be matzdik our minug, that we do grind it up when we eat the horseradish. That's what Mishnah Berurah paskens also. Mishnah Berurah quotes that from Achronim that tamcha is chrein, and he says nowadays we don't have any of the other minim, so that's what we use. He says ein la ochlo kishu shalem shehu kimat sakana vein bo mitzvah shemachmas charifuso hu mazik. He says it's gonna hurt you, so he says you have to grind it up. But he said the grow was no egg that he would grind it up at the last moment after he'd come back from shul on the night of the Seder, that's when he would grind it up, so that the tam wouldn't be completely gone from it for when he grinds it up. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Tani bar kapara, eli yirakash adem yotu ben yidei chavos of Pesach, the following vegetables can be used for the mitzvah of Maror and Pesach. Be'ul shenu be'tamcha be'charchalin be'charchavinon be'chazarin. Rabbi Yehuda omer af ul she'sada v'ul she'gina v'chazara. So he adds on a few more things to the list. Ul she'gina v'chazara, so tana l'resha. Wait a second, we already had ul she'gina v'chazara. What's he adding to the list? Sa'achi kamer af ul she'sada ki ul she'gina v'chazara. What he means to say is that ul she'sada are the same thing as ul she'gina and chazara. Rabbi Meir omer af asvas v'tura mar yiroar, other types of vegetables. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, asvas v'tura echad hu, umar zehu yiroar. And asvas v'tura are really one type of vegetable, and they are, and mar is yiroar. Tana de Shmuel, eli rakash adem yossi ben yidei chavos of Pesach. The following vegetables can be used: bechazeres, beulshin, ubetamcha, ubecharvinin, ubecharginin, ubehardufnin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af chazeres yulin, bechazeres galin, kayotzi ben. All different types of vegetables. Fine. Rabbi Eloi Omer, Rishon Rav Lazar, af arkavlin, bechazarti al kol talmidav, ubikashi lichaver v'lo mitzasi. Rabbi Eloi says in the name of Rav Lazar that he heard Rav Lazar say that arkavlin are also good, but he asked all the other talmidav. Remember when Rebbe said in Shir that our Karvim are also good, and no one remembered it. No one they looked at him upside down, like he was sideways, like he was hearing things that they never heard anything like that. So he was never able to find anybody that said that way. Ukshabasi from Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov hodel dvarai. For Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, he finally found Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov that he was moda that yeah, the Rebbe did say such a thing that you could be yotze with that vegetable as well. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now some characteristics of the vegetables of Mara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol sheyesh al saraf, anything that has sap, which Rashi points out means when you cut it, b'makom chitucho, that there's a little white liquid that emerges. So that's a simen of a vegetable could be used for Mara. Rabbi Yochanan Broko Omer kol shepanav machsifin, if the color of the surface of the vegetable is a palish green, that's a simen for Mara. Acherim Omer kol yerek mar yesh al saraf upon machsifin. Even any bitter vegetable has these two characteristics, Acherim say. Amar Rabbi Yochum, Midivri Kula Nilmad, Yerek Mar Yeshul Sarf upon a Machsifin. From all of this discussion emerges that a bitter vegetable has these two characteristics, that it has this palish green complexion, and it has the white sap that comes out of it. Amar Rafuna Halacha Ka Acherim, we pass like Acherim. Ravina, so it should have both of these characteristics. Ravina Ashkel Ravacha Breid Rava Dava Mahader Amar Risa. Ravina found that Ravacha Breid Rava was always looking for the vegetable in the Mishnah that we call Marar. Amarle, Maidai Teich, the Maririn Tfei, why are you looking for that vegetable? Because it's more bitter? Vachazeres Tanan, Vatan de Beishmuel, Chazeres. Why would you want dafka that vegetable? It says Chazeres in the Mishnah, and Tan de Beishmuel said Chazeres. What do you mean it says Chazeres in the Mishnah? Well, it says Marar in the Mishnah. But it says Chazeres first in the Mishnah, and we assume that whatever it says first in the Mishnah is most preferable. And Tan de Beishmuel also said Chazeres first. So you see that that's the most preferable one. V'amar Rav Hoshi, a mitzvah b'chazeres. The best thing to use is chazeres. V'amar Rav Hoshi, my chazeres, chasa. Chazeres is lettuce. My chasa. Why is it called chasa? The chas rachmani lavan. That it indicates that Kodesh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. So even the name of the vegetable has a nice name that's supposed to remind us of something, that Hashem has rachmanis on us. V'amar Rav Shol ben Achmini, Amar Mirosan, lama nimshu mitzrim kamarar. Why were the Egyptians like marar? Lomilcha, ma marazesh, t'chilas arach, v'sof akasha, af mitzrim, t'chilas arach, v'sof akasha. So just like the marar starts off soft and then becomes hard, so to the mitzrim were that way. Samalei hadribi. So he says, yeah, I changed my mind. Yeah, I'm not going to look for marar anymore. You convinced me that chas was the best thing to use. The Sfasemus points out that the lashon of hadribi is a little bit difficult because the maskanas hagemara, the mitzvahs b'chazeres, im ein lo chazeres though, the mitzvahs to find that whatever is most bitter. So what he says, so why hadribi? It shouldn't be hadribi, it should be that if I don't find chasa, then I'm still going to look for what's most bitter. So he says, no, the maskan of the gemara, says Fasemis, is that you're not supposed to look for what's most bitter. You should look for something that fits these characteristics, that it's chilas arach v'sof akasha, that it has a name that tells us chasa Rachmani Lavan, that these are more important characteristics than that it should be extremely bitter. Chaznish, however, does not think so. Chaznish explains that, like we have in the Havamina of the Gemara, that the Iker Mitzvah is that it should taste Meriris. In fact, the Chaznish has a serious problem with people using regular lettuce. Chaznish thinks that regular lettuce is very sweet, that it's not bitter at all, and Tamirirus is a critical element of Marar. That's a Chiddush, because Pashas is, as long as you have a vegetable that's identified in the Mishnah as Marar, one is Yotzei. So most of the poskim assume that the best thing to use is lettuce. Chaznish thinks that it's a terrible thing to use unless you wait for it to get bitter. You let it get old, and you let it get very bitter. So that's a major machlokas haposkim. La'alacha, the Torah Shulchan Aruch say, Yemein lo chazeres, yechazer achar rishon rishon, kefi seder ashnuyim b'mishnah. That if you don't have chazeres, you should go down the list. So if chazeres first, then tamcha, then charchavina, etc. Prichadish says, no, chazeres has to be the ideal. That's what the Gemara says. It doesn't say that after that the list is in any particular order, because if you look, the Tanu Dibei Shmuel is a different order than our Mishnah has. So the order apparently is not so critical after chazeres. When the Gemara wanted to make the point that chazeres is ideal, it says, but our Mishnah, chazeres tanan, Tanu Dibei Shmuel chazeres. What do you need to bring a raya from Tanu Dibei Shmuel? It says it in the Mishnah already, the chazeres is first on the list. No, the point is that every list you're going to find always has chazeres first. What happens next on the list is that's up for debate. So that's the raya that the Pri Chadash has, that it's dafka chazeres is number one, but what's number two is not necessarily so clear. There's an interesting line in Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says that because chasa refers to shechas rachmani lavan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on us, it's a hidur mitzvah to use chasa, it's a hidur mitzvah to use lettuce. That's a big chiddush in what can be called hidur mitzvah. Normally we think of hidur mitzvah as a beautiful chafza shel mitzvah, a beautiful maisa mitzvah, a way to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way. Over here we have hidur mitzvah even in what the chafza shel mitzvah will remind us of, in the kavanas ha-mitzvah, that's also called a hidur mitzvah. Minchas Yitzchok writes in the tshuva that there must be a different girsa in that sefer achinuch. He must mean that it's a hidur mitzvah because it's a beautiful vegetable, plus chas rachmani levei, that it can't be that he's saying the same thing, that the name itself is a hidur mitzvah. But the way we have the Sefer HaChinuch, it sounds like that's exactly what he's saying, that also is called the hidur mitzvah. Good, now the Gemara is going to tell us what we learn, four things that we learn from the fact that we compare marar to matzah. How do I know marar means a type of vegetable? Maybe it means like the gall of a fish or something, some bitter part of a fish. So it says, domin de matzah, ma matzah gedule karkav, marar gedule karkav. Well, it's got to be similar to matzah in that it's supposed to be gidulei karka. Asks the Mikroi Kodesh of Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Chelik Beis Mikroi Kodesh, how were we yotzei the mitzvah of Mar for 40 years in the Midbar? We didn't have any gidulei karka, and Mar's got to be gidulei karka. It's a good kasha, no? So, okay, my dehava hava, whatever. They figured it out probably. They had Moshe Rabbeinu to Paskin for them. But still, how were they yotzei? So he answers in the name of, I think, his son-in-law or something, that when it says it has to be gidulei karka, it means it has to be mimin gidulei karka. But it doesn't have to be gidulei karka mamish. It has to be from a min that's gidulei karka. So, like we say, you can be yotzei yichiv matzah with chitim that grow in an atzitz sheinu nakuv, in a flower pot. So he says maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them, provided them, the man came down as a min of a gidulei karka or something like that. Or it could be that maybe they bought, they came across other communities of Goyim as they were traveling in the Midbar. Maybe they bought from somebody marar. Or it could be based on Tosos that when they came, that the Tosos writes in Maseches Chulin that when they went through the Midbar was Matzmiach. Things were growing in the Midbar in an unnatural way. That was one of the miracles. So maybe things were growing that they were able to use as marar. But okay, but it's got to be Gidulei Karka. So Pashtus, you have to say the same thing for the matzah, right? So ve'ima hirduv. So says Gemara, second thing we can learn from the comparison. Maybe it's hirduv, it's from a tree. So dumi the matzah. Ma matzah means zroim, ma'af mar means zroim. No, it has to be from zroim, not from a tree. Ve'ima harzifu. Maybe it's harzifu. What's harzifu? Rashi says it's some type of animal poison. It's a min zera, but it's an animal poison. So dumi the matzah. Ma matzah shenikachas because of meiser. Af mar shenikach because of meiser. No, it has to be something that people typically eat something that you could buy with Meister Shemi money, which means that it's a typical food. So the fourth thing we learn, maybe there's only one min of maror. It says maror. How do I know that there are five different minim? So marorim ksiv. It says it in the plural, so it's got to be more than one. Okay, ve'im marorim trei. Maybe there are only two types of maror. How do I know that there are five? Well, dumya de matzah. Ma matzah minim harbe, av maror minim harbe. Just like there are many minim of matzah, there must be many minim of maror. So those are the four things we learn from the comparison between matzah and maror. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Yirako shomer chamesh adam yotzei ben yedei chavas pesach kulan is run baruga achas. All of the various vegetables you could use for maror could be planted in the same area of a garden, and it's not going to be a problem of klayim. Lemeimer d'lespo mishum klayim. Do you mean to say that they're all considered one min and that they're not klayim with each other? Masav Rav Chazaris v'Chazaris Galin Ulshin v'Ulshay Sada Krishin v'Krishay Sada Kuzbar v'Kuzbar Sada Chardav v'Chardol Mitzri Udalas haMitzri varMutza Einim klayim zebizeh. The all of these things, including Chazeres and Ulshin, which are two of the minim of Marar, are, including only Chazeres and Chazeres Galin. Ulshin and Ulshay Sada, those are not Klayim Zebzeh. Chazeres Galen in, but Chazeres Ulshin lo. But Chazeres and Ulshin together would be Klayim. We say things in pairs over here, that the Chazeres and a different type of Chazeres are not Klayim. Ulshin and a different type of Ulshin are not Klayim. But if you were to take Chazeres and Ulshin, that would be Klayim with each other. And if you want to read that line as no, maybe it's saying Chazeres Galen, Ulshin, Ulshay Sada, it's one on sentence that all of these things are not klayim with each other. No, v'hamarav zugos. Katani Rav already told us that's not the way to read it. You have to read it zugos, that it's said in pairs. So we see that chazeres and ulshin are klayim with each other. So it says more. My nizrayin d'amarav nizrayin kilchasa. When Rav says that they could be planted together, it means when you space them properly, the way you would have to space different vegetables that are klayim with each other. Kilchasa tanina says more. Well, we already know about being zareya kilchasa. Rav doesn't have to teach me about that. Aruga shishal shisha tefachim. We already learned in the Mishnah in Klayim that if you have an area in a garden, a patch that's 6x6 tefachim, zorim b'toch chamisha zeronim, you can plant five different types of vegetables in that patch. Arba al arba ruchos aruga. Four on in each of the four directions, the north side, the south side, etc. And va'achas v'amtsa, and one right in the middle. So says Gemara, so what's Rav teaching me? So ma'ad detem ha'animi li b'zroin, avul b'yirakos lo, kamash m'lon. I might have thought that's only true by zroim, but not by yirakos, not by green vegetables. That's what Rav is teaching me, even by vegetables that we use for mara. L'meim di yirakos ha'limu mizroim. Wait, do you think that we'd have a havamina, that vegetables are stronger than zroim in that sense, that there's more of a problem of kalayim when you Rakos are in proximity to each other than there is when Zraim are in proximity to each other. Vatnan kol mine Zraim ein zorim barugachas. Kol mine yirakos zorim barugachas. That mine Zraim you cannot plant together. Mine yirakos they are zorim barugachas. So how can you tell me yirakos would be worse? So says Gemara, no, mal de tema hani moror min Zraim ninu. Kamash Milan. Now I might have thought that Maror is called a Zroim, it's not Yirakos. So it's telling me that it is Yirakos. So it says Maror, Zroim Shalkadaitach Vatnan, Yirakos. How does the Mishnah say? Elu Yirakos Shadam Yotzei Ben Yidei Chavasim Pesach. How would you ever have a Mina that Maror is Zroim? It calls it Yirakos in the Mishnah. V'tani Bar Kapari Yirakos. V'tani Dibay Shmuel Yirakos. And every Braisa calls it Yirakos. So Chazeres is Tzrichalei. Now the Chiddush is about Chazeres. Shalkadaitach I might think that since lettuce ultimately hardens, it needs a little more space. So, after all, by cabbage, because it hardens, we do need to give it a little bit more space in terms of klayim. So I would think the same should be true by the lettuce. You should give it a little more space. Otherwise, you're going to have an issue of klayim. And therefore, comes to tell me that there's no need to give it extra space, that any of the vegetables that you can use for maror would have the same status as any other zraim or yirakos that are planted in an area, in a 6x6 tefach area. You can plant up to five of them in one area. Fine. Yotzin behen bein lachen bein yivesh. The Mishnah said you could be yotzin whether they're moist, whether they're dry. Amrav chisal loshonu ela bekelach. Avul ba'olin lachen in yivesh lo. That's only the stalk, but the leaves you can only be yotzin by eating the leaves when they're moist. Aivam yitani sefer bekelach shalan mechlal dereisha olin. But from the fact that the sefer says, and you could could even be yotze with the stalks, the implication is that up until that point in the Mishnah, we were talking about the leaves. So when we said bein lach and bein yevashin, it sounds like we were talking about the leaves, not the stalks. So Purusha kamefarish. No, the Mishnah is explaining itself. Ki katani bein lach and bein yevashin akelach. When do we say that it could be moist or dry? That's on the stalk. But the leaves in achinami, you can only eat them when they're moist. You could be yotze with the leaves or the stalks, whether they're moist or dry, according to Meir Chomer Melach and Yotzim Benivation and Yotzim Ben, that only when they're moist, not when they're dry. And everyone agrees that you could have them when they're withered, but not when they're cooked, not when they're overcooked, and not when they're not when they're soaked. And the klal is, anything that has tamar, yotzi with anything that doesn't have tamar, you're not yotzi with. But the bottom line is that Rameir says you could be yotze bahen ubekelach shalahen, whether they're yavesh or whether they're lach. So the implication is that the leaves also, if they're yavesh, you could be yotze with them. So tirguma akelach. No, what he meant to say is that you could be yotze with the leaves and with the stalks, and if you're using the stalks, it could be bein lach and bein yevashin. But in Akinami, if you can use the leaves, they can only be lach, they cannot be yavesh. Tan Rabbanan, ein yotz ben kamushin. Mishum Rav Lozer Tzadigam yotz ben kamushin. So Bryce says Tanakama holds you cannot be yotzi with them when they're withered. Rav Lozer Tzadig says yes you can. Bayroim Bar Chama, ma'u sheyotzam dinech vasal b'mar shel Meiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. What about mar of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So alibed Rabbi Akiva lo tibayilach. If you assume like Rabbi Akiva that matza of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim is fine, then there's not really much of a shaila about marar. Hashta b'matza dar. Raisa nafik b'mar drabanan mibayi b'matza, which is daraisa, you could be yotze mar, which is drabanan, all the more so you could certainly be yotze. What does it mean mar is drabanan? We're used to saying mar drabanan because eating mar bisman hazeh is drabanan. Is he talking bisman hazeh that meiser sheni in Yerushalayim la'achor chorban abayi? Is he talking about bisman hazeh? No, Pashas says he's talking about it in all times. What he means mar drabanan, Rashi points out, means that the idea of having meiser sheni on mar is only drabanan. Maror, Meiser Sheni, the chiv of Trumas and Maestros on vegetables in general is only drabanan. Remember, we had a three-way machlokas Rishonim we mentioned the other day, that when it comes to Dag and Tirosh v'Yitzhar, so then there's for sure a chiv d'oraisa to be mafresh Trumas and Maestros. So grain, what you make matzah from, Dagan, that for sure could be Meiser Sheni on a d'oraisa level. Peros Ilan machlokas Rishonim. Yerakos, pretty much the large majority of Rishonim assume that Yerakos is only Chayv Meisos Midrabanan. That's what it means. Since the status of Meisos Sheini is only a status Midrabanan, so for sure you'd be able to be Yotze. Kiti Bayilach, the whole Shaila is Alibid Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mai. What about according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? B'matzah Daraisu Dilo Nothik Avmod Drabanan Nothik? Do we say Matzah Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds you cannot be Yotze with Matzah of Meisos Sheini? So is that only because Matzah of Meiser Sheni is Meiser Sheni Midor Raisa, but Mara, which is only going to be Meiser Sheni Midor Rabbanan, would be okay? Odilma called the Takin Rabbanan Kendor Raisa Tikun. Or maybe we should say, no, whenever the Rabbanan make a din, they pattern the din after the din Dar Raisa, and therefore whatever the din is by Matzah, the din should be the same by Mara. So Amarava, Mistavra Matzah Mara. He says most Mistavra, the Matzah and Mara are the same thing. The Shara Melech brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara's Maskan is called Tikun Rabbanan Kendor Raisa Tikun, that even something that right now has no din daraisa at all, meaning it's not even there's not even a way to do it midaraisa, we would still say called the tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa. It's not only a darabanan that's linked to a daraisa, even a darabanan that's completely divorced from a daraisa would still have this din. It's interesting that the Shagasari points out, it's interesting that the answer that Rava gives is matzah marar, and he doesn't say kol tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun. Shagasari says he's not convinced that Rava's answer means kol tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun, might mean something else, meaning sometimes the Gemara will say is it option A or option B, and the answer is it's option C, that there's some sort of third answer over here. But okay, let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, now going back to matzah. Ain't shorna, or going back to chametz issues. Ain't shorna samursan tarnagolim aval choltin. You're not supposed to soak the grains that you're going to give to the chickens, but you can choltin, you can scald the grains. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, someone who feeds chametz to his animals on Pesach is in violation of three different Isurim Daraisa. Lo sochal chametz, which we assume has the Isra Hana'a included in it, Bal Yira'a, and Bal Yimatze. And it doesn't make a difference whether you feed it yourself or you feed it Al Yedei Egoi. But we said Cholten, but you're allowed to scald the grain, because that's not going to make it chametz. The Rush says, Nimr of Shirugon, that if you pour boiling water on flour, that's also called chalita. It doesn't have to be that the flour goes on the boiling water. That stops the kemach from being machmetz. It stops it from becoming chametz. But the Chaznish points out that once we paskin that tasa gavar, so if you pour the water on the kemach, it's not going to be mvashal the kemach enough to be chalita, because we hold the tasa gavar, the bottom one, is the one that overpowers whatever comes in from the top. So it's not going to be total boiling of the water. Okay, Aisha lo tishras ha-morsan shetolch biyadol marchatz. A woman also shouldn't soak the morsan, the bran, to bring with her to the bathhouse to use as a soap. Avol shafi b'besar yavish. She could rub it on her skin dry. Lo yilos adam chitim yaniach ha-makasum neshen machmitzos. A person also shouldn't chew grains to put on his wounds, because also when you chew up the grain, that's also going to cause it to become chametz. All right, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.